Blog Talk Radio.
God made him who had no sin,
so that we might become his righteousness.
Instead of ourselves, he offered him,
so that we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
Oh, oh, oh.
Holy God was offered for us,
so
we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become righteousness.
It's hard to believe we can be spiritually well,
so that we might become his righteousness.
The loving God tasted the essence of hell,
so that we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
Oh, oh, oh.
Become his righteousness. God in the flesh lived as a man.
Will of the Father fulfilling his plan.
Jesus condemned, taking our place.
Now we are in him and we'll see his face. Instead of ourselves, he offered him,
so that we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes, his righteousness. Praise the Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Praise be unto the Lord that we might become God's righteousness, for that is what God requires of us. Thank you for joining me right here on Blog Talk Radio, Victory Against All Odds. I am your host, Prophetess Donnie Vincent. I am so excited to be here. Thank you for joining me. Call someone, text someone, tweet someone, and let them know we are on the air. I pray that you are well, that you are safe, that you are sound. I pray for those who are mourning loss and in grief. I pray for those whose moms have gone on to be with the Lord. I pray for those who have suffered loss due to COVID-19. Thank you for joining me, and I also pray that, praise the Lord, that we are on topsoil on today. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice, hallelujah, and we shall be glad in it. Thank you again for joining me. Wanted to just kind of just get back into where we were last. We were on the air. As we talked about the topic that Christ is calling, while we're in this global shut-in, while we're on punishment, while we're here in this space where God is allowing us to reflect on some things and think on some things and reevaluate some things and look at ourselves and examine ourselves and do self-inventory, praise God. He is calling us back to having a real covenant relationship with him. We got so busy in our world and in doing things and just things of the world and in the cares of this world that we are guilty for forgetting about the Lord. So here we are. As we talk about Christ is calling, will we hear and will we obey? So I just wanted to get right into with the remaining time that I had. This is a 30-minute broadcast, so I just wanted to just dive right in. Last we met, again, like we were talking about Christ is calling. God is calling us to covenant. He's calling us to righteousness. And, of course, you would have to go back to 2 weeks ago, that message about Christ is calling, a global shut-in. We're continuing. So first, we were charged to bring righteousness to the needy, to the poor, to those that are in need, to those that have been in prison, so that they can experience what we already know, and that is God is love. He is righteous. He is loving, and he is kind, and he is patient. He is long-suffering. Amen, and that God loves us. But before we can do those things, we must first awake out of our sleep. Saints and friends, men and women of God, we truly have been asleep. Whether we want to admit it, we have been asleep. And so God is calling us to awake out of our sleep. 1 Corinthians 15 and 34 says, awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak to this to your shame. And so God is saying, I speak this to your shame because we've been so busy having church in the four walls, we forgot about those who are needy, those who are poor, those who don't know Christ, those who are in prison. Not just the physical being imprisoned in the system, but those who are imprisoned, those who are in prison because they are bound, they are chained, they don't know Christ, or they have lost their way, they've backslidden, they've walked away, they've been falling away from God, falling away from that which is right, falling into, hallelujah, into the things of this world, the cares of this world, the bogged downness of the world. So God is calling us back to him in a way that causes us to do something, not just do church in the four walls. We've been preaching to each other and being competitive amongst each other for so long, you forgot about what we were really called to do. Praise the Lord. So, again, that scripture says, awake to righteousness. So, another translation is, come to your right mind and sin no more. What is one's right mind, you ask? Well, it means just what I said. Come back to our senses. As is another version or of that same scripture in the NIV says it like this. It is coming back to the truth and the reality that we are the righteousness of God in Christ. That we, praise the Lord, are already righteous. It's not something that we have to achieve. It's not something that we have to earn. But awake to righteousness and sin not. In other words, what I'm saying, men and women of God, all these translations are really saying the same thing. Another way of saying that is before we are going to be able to be effective overcoming sin, we must awake to righteousness. Awake to righteousness and not sin. Most of the time, we think of that kind of backwards. And what I mean by that is that we have been sensitized and we've been trained and we've been taught that we first got to stop sinning. And I know you're like, wait a minute, hold up. What are you talking about? Hear me out. But if you really think about it, if you really understand what Word of God is telling us, is that we can awake to righteousness, but that's not the way that the scripture is saying. We've been believing that we first just got to come out of sin, stop sinning. But you can't do that if there is not an awakening. Praise the Lord. Do you hear me, men and women? You've got to first have an awakening. You've got to have an awakening that Christ loves us, that he exists, that he is the Lord of lords, and he is the King of kings, that he created us. Hallelujah. That he loves us unconditionally. Amen. So it says to awake to righteousness. Then when we realize that we already are the righteousness of God because he made us righteous, it's then and only then through that knowledge that the power and the authority of righteousness, we will be able to overcome sin. See, we had it all backwards. We thought that we had to get right first, put away unforgiveness and put away adultery and put away our sinful ways and put away stop drinking and cussing and swearing and put away hating on each other. And we thought we had to do that first and then we get saved and then we come to God. And the Bible says, no, come to Christ as you are. And then those things take place because we have to have an awakening to righteousness. So once we awake to righteousness, then the other things will fall in place because, after all, we do serve a God of order. Hallelujah. Amen. So sin will no longer have any dominion over us once we awaken to this righteousness. Then we become aware. Then we can give our hearts, our minds, our soul, our spirit unto the Lord and let him do the fixing. I was sharing with one of the sisters earlier today. We were talking about the Lord and just, you know, just embellishing on the Lord. And we were talking, and I said something in reference to back in the day, you know, those of us who've been in Christ for quite some time, back in the early 80s and, you know, 90s when we were in the evangelistic movement. But the old apostolic way of thinking was that it was all about the outer appearance, that we had to look to par, not ever speaking about our heart. And what I am really saying to that is that we've got to give our heart to Christ. We've got to be aware that Christ is on, that he died for us, amen, and that he rose and that he is a living God. Hallelujah. I'm going to move on. The one translation that says, come to your right mind, brings us to Romans 12 and 2, where it tells us that we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And again, like I said, we had this thing wrong. We were thinking the wrong thing. So we must renew our minds until our minds have become renewed to the truth that we already are the righteousness of God. We will never have the power over sin in our lives. See, we got to know this, that we are the righteousness of God. And then, amen, transformation of our mind, our thinking will take place. You see, the power of God comes to us through him, through righteousness, and the power of our knowing that we have a right to certain things, the benefit. Amen. Once we connect with Christ, once we say yes to him, then we get benefit. Amen. And don't get me wrong, it's not about the benefits as much as it is about the relationship. But just like insurance, once you become a member, the benefits are added. Hallelujah. Praise God, somebody. Amen. So that the power through righteousness is not let sin reign in our mortal body. Amen. And I don't want people to think that we're making this up. So let's go to the Word of God. Romans 6 and 12 says, sin is always present with us in our flesh, our sinful nature and our outward man, they all mean the same thing. It's always there. It's whether or not we're able to reign or not that that's the real issue, men and women of God. Whether we are going to give in to our sin nature. Because remember, we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But we don't have to stay there. We can make a decision to say yes to Christ, renew our mind, reap the benefit, amen, and walk in the righteousness of Christ. So let's answer the call to righteousness on today. That's what Christ is calling. Will you hear and will you obey? Hallelujah. Praise God. Now is the time for an upgrade. I hear you saying, well, woman of God, I'm already doing the will of God. I already know that I'm the righteousness of God. I hear you. Guess what? I'm not doubting anyone, but God is calling us higher, and he's calling us deeper. Well, why do you say that, woman of God? How do you know? Check out what date it is, what day it is. We are in a shut-in. I believe the Lord is shaking us. He's purging, he's sifting, and he's shaking. Hear me out. Hear me out. Let's get this magnifying glass for just a moment. And I want you to think about this, pray about it. All I'm doing is challenging your thinking and causing us all to go up together. We're in a spiritual upgrade. So we know that we serve a God of order. Amen, somebody. From the very beginning, God spoke and things began to line up. Everything obeyed the voice of God until what? Until Eve ate of the forbidden fruit. Now, you know that story. We're not going to waste time. Let's fast forward. Hallelujah. Fast forward to Noah being a righteous man and had walked with God, was instructed to build an ark. Amen, somebody. Was he not? So, with those instructions, Noah, his family, and two of every kind of animal would be saved from the water. Now, notice that Noah was chosen because he was a righteous man. There's something to this. Amen? There's something to this. Amen. He was a righteous man. So God chose him. Romans 1 and 17 says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. That's Romans 1 and 17. Write it down. Go back later. Romans 3 and 21 tells us, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Amen. And I believe I have some prophets on the line today. I believe there's some prophets out there that hear from the Lord. Because remember, the Lord reveals his secret to the prophets first. And while we are in this shut-in women and women of God, understand that God is speaking. I heard someone say, oh, God doesn't speak like that. God is always speaking. It's just a matter of, are your ears in tune to the lips of God? Hallelujah. Are they? And if you were, then you would understand what time it is. First, God's righteousness is said to be revealed and manifested. According to the two scriptures I just read, Romans 1 and 17 and Romans 3 and 21. Hence, it's argued that God's righteousness is an effective work of God that cannot be limited to a mere declaration. For it includes, listen to me, it includes the entire creation and not just the individual. Amen. Not just the individual, but the entire creation of God. What God declares becomes a reality, since he is in fact the Redeemer and the Creator. But do we hear and are we obeying what is required of us? While we are yet in timeout, while we are yet on global shut-in, let us continue to pray. Let us continue to seek God's face. Let us continue to turn from our wicked ways so that we can too, just as Noah did, manifest the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. I'm letting that soak in. I got 8 minutes. We're going to finish this. Because we missed this. We really, really missed this. And, wow. I'm trying to talk and God is still speaking. Men and women of God, we need to line up. Really, we cannot, will not, shall not go back to the way we have been doing this thing called church in Christendom. We cannot do that. There is no such thing. We cannot continue in this route of just being busy and being seen and being heard. And where in the word of God do you see the disciples competing one against another? But if you listen to the instructions and read what Christ did, we are to replicate that. So the disciples, he sent them out by twos. And he sent them abroad. And like my apostle told me, go out and spy out the land. And come back and tell us what you saw. What you witnessed. So that we can then go in, strategize the plan of God, and take the land. And be a blessing. And feed the poor. And feed the needy. And unlock the prison doors of those that are bound in chains. How is it that we lost our first love for other people? How is it that you would rather fight amongst each other, which does not represent Christ at all? Those are not his characteristics. So this is why we got to turn. This is why we got to repent. This is why we got to change our thinking. This is why we have to have a renewed mind. Because I'm not going to be able to finish this. I know it. It's going to be another part. We're going to do this again next week. But I'm just pushing this along because we're really going somewhere. Now, when we read the word of God, and we look from Moses, from the time that Moses, praise the Lord, when we think about miracle signs and wonders, we think about the book of Acts. We start with Christ. But it goes deeper than that. Because Moses, being the prophet that he was, performed miracle signs and wonders. Now, when I started, I said that it was the voice of God that spoke creation. It is the voice of God in us, men and women of God, that's going to be able to birth forth signs, wonders, and miracles. It is the voice of God in us, hear me, that is going to be able to birth miracles, signs, and wonders. Now, this is a download that is coming in while I'm speaking. That while we're in this shut-in, God is impregnating us so that we are able to birth forth the will of God, hallelujah, thank you, God, in this hour. But will you lay prostrate? Will you allow the Holy Spirit to visit you in a way that you have never seen before? Now, it's not a whole lot of people that get to say. Now, I've had two visitations. Now, I'm not talking about just a visitation from Christ that they talk about in church, you know, when the glory cloud comes and rests on you. I'm talking about being taken up in the spirit realm. The first time that thing happened to me, it changed the rest of my life. And I believe that God is wanting to impregnate us so that we can bring birth to miracles in the land. Because that's how we are going to bring the unbelievers into the house of God, into the kingdom, so that they too can establish a relationship with him. Glory be to God. Oh, I feel God. I have 3 minutes. And so, I know I can't finish this. Hallelujah. But, wow. You know, in the natural, it takes 9 months to birth a baby. But I believe because God is who he is, and he is sovereign, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think in his time, in Rhema time, and not in our time, not in chronological time, but his time. I believe, hallelujah, that God is going to impregnate us so that we can birth out something that people have never seen before. Because whether we like it or not, whether someone will agree or not, it is going to be the utterance of the prophet that creates an atmosphere for miracles, signs, and wonder. I want you, if you feel this like I do, I just say glory. I can't hear you, but just say glory. Hallelujah. I know that this is a time of purging, shaking, sifting, and shifting. There's a paradigm shift that's about to take place. And if you're still complaining about this right here, you've not seen anything yet. This is just the beginning of sorrow. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Get on your post. Get on your post, men and women of God. Get in alignment. Get on your faith. Hallelujah. I'm wrapping this up. Amen. Because after this, we will be able to create an atmosphere with miracle signs and wonders that they can take place so that those who don't believe will know Christ. Amen. So thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the word that you have given unto me today. Thank you, God, for those who tuned in to hear me today, that they too catch on fire. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for joining me this evening. Until next week, stay safe, be obedient, and blessed with your hope right here on Victory Against Our Lives. I am your host, Prophetess Donice Benton, right here on Victory Against Our Lives. Thank you for joining me today. I am excited. I hope you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, God.
We acknowledge you, Father God. We acknowledge you as our Lord and our Savior. We acknowledge you as the King of the Kingdom. You are the Lord Sabaoth who fight our wars and win. We acknowledge you, Father God. We applaud you for everything you've done, God, and everything that you're going to do, God. We just worship you, God. We just always want to take our time to give you glory and give you reverence. You are the King of glory. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah Nisi. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We worship you in the name of Jesus. We lift your name on high in the name of Jesus. We die that you might increase tonight, God. We die in the name of
Hallelujah. Thank you for joining me. Until next week, be blessed.